Now, newly released poll shows many people in the Arab states view Israel and the U.S. as the greatest threat to their countries. According to the survey by French polling institute Sociovision, about 40% of people in the Arab world view Israel as the most vicious threat against them. 15% of those polled said the U.S. posed the greatest threat. This comes despite Washington and Tel Aviv's attempts to portray a negative image of Iran in the eyes of regional Arab nations. The poll was conducted in 12 Arab states in January. On the line from London now is political commentator Rodney Shakespeare. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shakespeare. Now, in a poll conducted in 12 Arab countries, all of them, majority of the people saying it's either the U.S. or Israel that's the greatest threat. Are you at all surprised by the numbers?
Not at all surprised. The USA has been at war in every year since 1945. Israel attacks somebody every single day. The essence of the instability in the world is the USA continuing to support a self-righteous, whining, self-pitying, ever-expanding entity called Israel. And then on top of that, these two countries are aligned to totalitarian regimes, which are unstable in themselves because they are suppressing their own populations. Saudi Arabia is the worst one, and it is giving tacit support to the expansion of Israel. So you have an axis of evil, the USA, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, and they dare to use their control of the media to malign Iran, which has attacked nobody in nobody knows how many hundred years. So yes, the peoples, are the Arab peoples of the Middle East, are only too aware of the truth. There's an axis of evil, the USA, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, and they are the source of all the instability and the greatest threat to peace.
Indeed. And Professor Shakespeare, how do you see this dissatisfaction and mistrust on the part of these populations in the Arab world translating in the future as the U.S. and Israel continue to wage proxy wars in the region, arm despotic rulers against their own populations, and continue to wreak havoc, basically?
Yes. Well, first of all, there is now an increasing movement, the BDS movement, to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. But that is not going to be enough. I say it's time we boycotted, divest, and sanctioned the USA. And please don't say that it is impossible. The world is starting to turn. The non-aligned movement is increasing in influence. Power is shifting. The USA has lost political power. It's lost moral authority. And everybody who's sane and decent knows that the Saudis are actually encouraging people to garrote with wire young girls, throat slitters, head chopping, gas choking, and garroting. Now, decent people are waking up largely because of the way the new alternative services on the internet, in television, are starting to get out of the truth. So I am starting to see a shift, and in the first place, of course, it's going to be a shift which will turn Israel into a pariah state.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Political commentator Rodney Shakespeare, they're joining us on the line from London. Professor Shakespeare, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.